News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Keeping Ireland connected with no limits data on AIR Mobile.
Okay, let's come back home now. How are Ireland's front line handling the spread of COVID-19? We're joined by Eoin de Barra, infectious disease consultant, working frontline in Beaumont Hospital. Eoin, I know it's been difficult for the last few weeks, but I presume at this stage you and your colleagues are bracing for a surge in the next week or two. Is that correct?
Good morning, Shane.
Morning.
Yes, we certainly are. I mean, we certainly have seen early phases of the surge from about 7 or 8 days ago, that weekend just after the lockdown. We had an increase in cases, and the acuity, so the severity of cases, has certainly increased. What I'd say since then is we continue to run two hospitals in one, where we're trying to keep business as usual because there are people out there with other conditions and the suspected COVID ones. And over the last few days, we've seen things stabilize in terms of the numbers that come in, but still a high proportion of what is coming through to us is quite severe and ending up in the intensive care unit. So what I'd say is we're busy. We're busy doing our job, but I think the job that everybody out there has been doing in terms of reducing their social contacts and doing the very difficult job of staying at home is paying dividends to us in that we've seen things sort of be steady rather than have this huge peak as yet.
Okay, look, you're probably far too busy to be looking at statistics and stuff, but in terms of, you know, this talk about flattening the curve, are you reasonably happy with, we can always do better and no one in any way should be complacent, but are you reasonably happy that we are starting to win that battle?
Yeah, like I say, I think that the last few days we're seeing a steady number of patients coming in that need very advanced care and ventilators and all of these things that people are now widely aware of. But we haven't ended up in a situation that we've seen other countries in. Now, whether that's a few days to come, it remains to be seen, and we've got processes in place to try to deal with that surge. But I think really great thanks to everybody else in the public. You know, we're just a final stop in the process to try to save people. But really, it's everybody who's doing extraordinary things and been turning their lives upside down and sitting at home with, you know, screaming children and trying to do work on computers.
And to be fair, you're being modest, and you're doing fairly extraordinary things in the hospital and the front line yourselves. Listen, just quickly before you go, PPE equipment, are you happy with what you have at the moment, or is there, I presume there's always more needed, is there?
Yeah, I mean, there's always more needed, and with anything that surges, so COVID across Ireland is not only having a temporal thing, that's when, what timing the surge happens, but geographic. And certainly some of the hospitals we're seeing more than others. So it's a matter of, I think, for logistics and distribution, and our colleagues in procurement is trying to match the supply and demand. Today in Beaumont, we have supplies. You know, some of it is materials that people are used to, but that's a bit of retraining. And our colleagues in management procurement, you know, trying to do their best to keep on top of it. So just to say, it really is a huge team effort. And the hospital is, you know, a part of the team that the whole population is in.
Okay, well, look, keep up the good work. Well done on behalf of everyone. Well done, and I must say it's good to be talking about the Irish Health Service in a positive light for once. And maybe I think it's a lesson for all of us not to talk about third world health services and so on in the future. Eoin, thanks indeed for that. Eoin de Barra, infectious disease consultant, working frontline in Beaumont Hospital.